be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the naughtiest place on earth, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Joining me as always are Dogwater Dick, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca still out in the field, but in studio today we've got Kevin Dunn and Dan Steinmetz waiting for you here right now.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like you guys planned that, dude. It was awesome.
Sort of. Yeah.
It's kind of a little game we play every week. Does Rory hit the post?
Yeah. Amazing.
That's the second week in a row that you did a mediocre job and people complimented you.
Last week was great. What are you talking about?
I think last week was his best.
I don't think
one of the best.
You said it was awesome.
Upon playing it back, I think you could have done better. God, damn. I'm a dick.
Yeah. Well, it is your name.
It is your given name. Aptly named.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Great.
Doing all right, man.
Stupendous.
Right.
Yourself. Thanks for asking. Is that Dogwater Dick?
Yeah. Yeah, that is Dogwater Dick. And behind the glass, you know, we can see him through that wonderful window.
I see him over there. How you doing?
Hello, Dick.
He's awesome.
So, yeah. Hey, welcome to the show. It's been a quick week. It seems like we were just here yesterday.
Yeah, I still haven't listened to last week's show. Jeez.
No
wow.
shit.
Wow, you're always
it
on
was pretty
that.
Good. Like, I thought it sucked when we were doing it, but afterwards it was awesome.
Nice. Party.
See, I thought it was awesome while we were doing it, so.
You guys, cool. Can I have a
busy.
Shot of that? Or a
yeah.
hit of that? Or whatever that is?
Yeah,
I,
no.
I def- yeah, everybody drink.
There you go. You're obliged to. Whenever I say yeah, no, you have
just
to.
So I get drunk yeah, really no. fast.
So what did I do? Let's see. This past
just don't
weekend,
do it in the park, dude.
I think I had a great time both nights I went out. But I believe, yeah, I woke up in my clothes sprawled across my bed both mornings.
Not good.
No, it was fantastic. I was walking
in
everywhere.
Your clothes.
That used to be a regular
hey,
thing
I made
me.
It to the bed and my shoes were off. Who cares if I'm wearing my clothes?
Great job. You know. In your clothes.
Well, I mean, too bad there wasn't anybody else there with me.
If you're by yourself and your shoes are on, you're fucking okay. Fuck it. Keeps you warm, right?
Go lefty.
Right?
Face
go
down,
lefty.
Shoes on. Yeah.
Go lefty.
But, you know, yeah, I went out and saw some good rock shows this past weekend.
Who'd you watch?
Saturday I got to see Formerly Known As.
That's right.
That was a good time. I had a really good time. Yeah, Prince cover band.
Nice.
With Bishop, Diana, Susan. I met some of the other guys in the band too. It was a blast, dude. It was 1987. I was in Minneapolis, and we were partying to like it was 1999.
And
it
you were wearing
sexy,
purple.
Muscular black guys.
Yes, all over the place. I
loved that.
And you were wearing purple.
I was not, but the whole band was.
Amazing.
And oh, Bishop. Bishop's got the like Prince like pants and silk shirts and purple jacket. And
he learned how to play the guitar too.
It was pretty damn good. It was a really good show. So if you haven't seen them, go.
I'm out of booze.
And you like Prince, go check that shit out. I had a great fucking
did we
time.
Not bring booze
yeah,
in the studio?
USA.
No, dude.
No,
I'm totally out of
go
booze.
Go fetch some booze while
but
we talk about
Kevin,
adult
do you
things.
Want to be drunker?
No, the question is, do you want me to be drunker?
Oh, God, I'm so on the fence with that.
Maybe give it 5 minutes. See all how right, it goes.
Did we save a beer box?
I smoked something out of a pipe, too, so let's see what happens.
It was angel dust, man.
Nice.
No. Okay, you're
theater
back.
Of the mind.
Am I getting raped tonight?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how good you are.
I mean, well, you're the guy wearing the hat that says, give me head till I'm dead, which is kind of a slogan,
a
motto
mistake.
To live by.
Total mistake.
Yeah, in this room, yeah, and... Well, Nick's wearing the one with the princess tiara on it, so maybe you boys could have a conversation off.
Dude, I'm
Rick,
totally,
where's that
I'm
sound
totally
effect?
Going in the
you,
with
it, I'm don't
not,
you
no,
dare.
Not Nick, not Nick, the other
that's
one.
That's what I was thinking too.
I know you one? Know what I meant. Here's some excerpts for a meeting in the future, but in the past to you.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
No,
no,
the sound effect.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The
I don't know.
Sound effect.
I don't know what we're talking
about. Gosh, amateurs. I work
I
with...
I know.
Here it is. Excerpts from a meeting in the future in your past.
Dickalicious.
And Dan, dude, we need to comment on Dan's t-shirt. It's the Vandals.
Nice.
Peace through old vandalism. Anarchy Burger is one of my favorite punk rock songs of all time.
That's pretty OG and solid, man.
It is. Yeah. That's old school.
Normally, I mean, I'd wear my shirt.
They're not Blink 182, but yeah. they laid the groundwork.
One of my favorite shirts that
they laid the groundwork.
I'm gonna go sure forth did. With is a picture of Tom Cruise, right, with his douchebag haircut and face on the front of it. And it just says "crazy as fuck" across the top. Of it. I mean, that's enough
that
said. Right there.
I would buy that shirt.
Right? You will have one soon.
Apparently,
we'll
Rick.
Have one soon.
Apparently, Rick decided I'm not drunk enough because he just handed me a lemonade calypso and a Stoli lemon lime something.
All right.
Wow.
So. Those are the bottles.
That is the sound of magic.
Everybody,
magic about to happen.
Magic for me, death for the listeners.
Don't drink and drive. If you're underage, don't get caught drinking because we did not tell you to do it.
Do it in the park.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it in the park.
Don't do it in a park, dude. Every winter, my dick takes a fucking beating, dude.
Should we let the audience in on that?
Go fuck a fat chick, dude. Put that shit on YouTube.
You got to explain this.
It's gone viral. It's got like 7 million hits. It's this park ranger from I don't know where up in Tahoe somewhere. Yeah, I think Tahoe. He's all, I live in Reno. It's a shithole. But these snowboard kids are building a half pipe, and he pulls up and starts talking shit. It's on YouTube, and Google it. It's called Don't Do It, in the Park.
Yeah. Shall we play it?
You got to hear it.
You got to queue it up?
Yeah, here it is.
Sean White, Don't Do It in the Park.
But they're over there making major ramps and destroying the landscaping. Don't do it in the park.
Okay.
Do it in some other area, but don't do it in the park. Got plenty of bare hills over here, but don't do it in the park. This stuff just fucks up the landscaping. Got your shovels, you got all this shit. I have to come over here and tear up all this shit. Spend 8-9 hours doing this. And I get calls from the public all over your shtick. Okay? But yeah, the tree stuff, that's an absolute fucking no-go. That pisses me off.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Pisses me off. Like police shit, break up the boards, set things on fire. That's how it pisses me off.
Okay. I don't want you to set anything on fire, so.
No, I'm gonna radical, trust me, boys. Fucking radical from the 70s.
Okay.
Alright, gasoline, you know, pour sugar in the gasoline tanks, set the fucking house on fire, fuck your girlfriend, that kind of radical. That's how bad I am. Really bad.
Okay.
Wow.
Don't do it in the park.
It's
don't
amazing
fuck up
this
the
park
landscaping.
Ranger never got a background right? check.
Okay.
Every time it snows, my dick takes a beating with this shit. Really fucking hard. You know?
Okay, we got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
I don't want to call RPD, get the cops involved, all this kind of shit. But like that stuff is just absolutely a no-go.
Okay.
Plus the landscaping thing. Don't do the park. Find some other area. Lots of bare hills over here. I drive and see them every day.
Okay, sounds good.
Do them in the park.
We'll leave.
It's cool. Everybody's on YouTube, you know. Bang a fat girl. Put that on YouTube. I'd watch that shit. I don't give a care about some fucking 20-somethings on a rail on an edge of a snowboard.
God, okay.
And I fucking snowboard. And I'm 52 fucking years old.
What do you ride?
Huh? Anything that comes along.
What do you ride? Anything that
got
comes along.
A Burton
along.
Board. Basic bullshit.
Burton
you know.
Board.
What's that?
Sure, this isn't
Sean White.
From
yeah, you know, I mean, shit, Sean White's here. Fucking helicopter in here, bang your mom and your girlfriend, and then set your board on fire. Well, tell you what, Sean White wouldn't piss
her
on
the. He wants to bang all their girlfriends and set them on fire.
Just,
no, Sean White
rails,
would.
The neighbors would go ape shit.
Okay.
And I got to deal with them for weeks.
Okay. We won't get out here.
And I'll find out where you live, because I love doing that too.
That's scary.
I have no fucking life. I live in Reno. This is a shithole.
That's
okay, I'll have you guys around.
I live in Fallon.
What's that?
I live in Fallon.
Well, that's a bigger shithole. Sucks for you. All right? I just live in Maui, San Francisco, Santa Fe. Trust
those
me. Nice places. I fucked up. I lost a home. Got divorced. Don't fucking do that either. Don't ride a board down here.
All right?
Don't do it.
I'm just
going
to get
the neighbors to
make all the council, and it just turns into one big shitstorm.
Okay.
No, but don't do it here.
He's being cool.
Time's
after
five.
you know? I get paid for this shit. Short and light, you know?
Listen.
Beat a tight little vagina, I'd bang him too. I'm a whoremonger, trust me.
I'm a whoremonger.
Dude, you've got, he's a visual, dude. He's a huge buff dipshit, dude. Park ranger, dude.
I pump young girls.
Don't fucking with my trees.
You break up a tree, you
might
as well be fingering my baby sister.
Whoa.
That's how I feel about it.
You're this
kid's
trying not to laugh.
You know, you should be offering, you know,
horny
hard.
That's where the kid turns around and puts the camera on himself. He's like, holy fuck.
I know all this stuff is real attractive to you, but try to do it someplace where it's not, you're not going to be damaged.
Don't do it in the park.
No, just build the park. I'll fucking tear it up. I'll tear it up. It's in the city park. I will tear the motherfucker up. Does that make sense to you? You should be sparking up a bone. Just fucking get lit. You know, you should be doing all those fun things I did.
Yeah, kids, don't do sports. Do drugs instead.
That's pretty much what this guy's telling you, dude. It's amazing.
Well, they'll do it in the park.
Right. Just don't do it in the park.
Don't do it in the park. I had to clean this shit up.
That's what I want for winter. I want girls naked. I want. That's what I want. Oiled up. That's what you want.
Get it down,
not that winter stuff.
Yeah,
don't do it in the park. Yeah, please. Do it. I mean, plenty of kill sides around here. You go over to Whitaker, you can fight the bums, you can do a bum fight, and then watch the, you know, because they will build you a half pike for, like, two tall boys.
I don't want to party with this dude so bad, dude.
Maybe after this gets a little more famous, you might have some free time.
Dude, he has 7 million hits.
Wow. Ramps and jumps.
It's from Reno. Reno's a shithole, dude. I live there. It's totally sucks. We got to get the park ranger over to the house.
Yes, wherever you are, come to this house.
I want you on my show.
We will let you on here. Rick,
dude,
will
you
want to
know
dick.
What's better than that? Park ranger aggro. That park ranger aggro in my living room on cocaine.
Right?
I will get that guy coked up, dude, and he'll be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, dude.
You know he knows the beer box trick.
Absolutely.
That's
amazing. Oh, wow.
We can cuss on this,
I mean,
right?
That was like dialogue from a bad 80s movie about, you know, like the slopes and the man are trying to take it from the people.
And it was like Better Off Dead deleted scene. Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Are you drinking with me, Nick?
That was funny as hell.
Go for it. That's full of vodka.
I'd say let's follow that up with a song. Water, what are we hearing first?
Oh, yeah, what are we doing here first?
I don't know. Dude, I'm sitting in a totally
I say song
room.
Number let's start with three.
Okay, and you know what? That's something that requires very little explanation. It's the Rainbow Connection song.
Yes.
Word, Nick.
Something that I'm not a part of.
Yeah. Damn it.
Respect that perfectly.
He's not being humble. He doesn't want
totally,
anything to do with it.
I am not
the brainchild of this.
No, don't get me wrong. It's brilliant, but I did not lay the drum tracks for this.
And who is this by?
Oh, well.
It's Kevin Dunn, a.k.a. the Notorious HIV.
Yeah.
John Skremski, Notorious Feminem, dude. The Rainbow Connection. Rainbow Connection, killing fools, not with guns, with AIDS, son. DJ Sprayfart, drop that beat.
Turn that with my nutsack. Make you bleed, then I'll pee into your ass crack. How do you like that? I'll smack a face jack. Then you run and tell your mommy where the fun's at. I got the fruity style pussy hole. I just don't bother. Cocoa pebbles on your face, and then I'll fucking bother. Holla if you see me on the street. That's where I'll be collecting money. It's so sweet. Such a treat. Look at me more than once. I'll put your face in the concrete. I'm like the devil. The gay devil. Ride your asshole like a bike and use your ball sack as a pedal. How you like us now, motherfucker? HIV, spit that shit.
Tame tonight, but don't put up a fight. Pull your pants down, hope your asshole's tight. Grab your ankle so we're out of sight. And then you lick shit, just don't bite. Open wide, bam, and your tongue's all white. If you swallow, you got that shit. AIDS are brewing in the bottom of your pit. Rainbow Connection, seal of approval. We don't need guns for your soul's removal. Remember that shit, keep your asshole tight. Rainbow Connection, save tonight. Remember that shit and save tonight.
fight to break back on. Come tomorrow.
Mom wants to come tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Save tonight.
Fight to break back on. Come tomorrow.
Come tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Save tonight. Yo, 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 Feminem. Blowing out speakers and fat loads of jizz.
Shit out my ass like a golden retriever. I told you before, I don't like beaver. Gay then girl, can't fuck my keeper. Walk home bow-legged, sweating with a beaver. Women, step the fuck back. I only like dudes sucking on my sack. I don't keep track of the dudes I laid, but 100 to 1, they're all dying at aim. Break of dawn, it goes on and on. Sucking my cock like Cheech and Chong. Only sound that I won't be hearing is when your motherfucking asshole's tearing. HIV, last motherfucking verse. AIDS to the nations.
That was a faggot named Feminine. He's butt slapping, ball flapping into men. I keep all my dildos on the shelf, like Dinhead from those sluts from D12. Most of all, that bitch Bizarre sucked my cock riding in the car. Came on his face and said, holy crap. Nutted all over his shower cap. Battle royal by two queer baits. We just wanna fuck, we don't like dates. Leave you dripping with gallons of cum, and I drink that shit up like Malibu rum.
Tonight. Fight to break up, dog.
Tonight.
Fight to break up, dog.
We'll fight to break the dog. We'll come all over my face. Oh, yeah, save it forever.
Fight to break up, dog. Come tomorrow.
Oh, please come.
Tomorrow I'll be gone, same night.
Oh, yeah.
Fight to break up, dog.
Fight that break the
dog.
I'll be fucking you forever.
We might have extended that a little longer.
That was not the Rainbow Connection.
That was the Rainbow Connection.
No, I feel scarred.
Why?
You just destroyed. Well, okay, my little brother's childhood.
That was a brainchild I had. It was a gay rap band.
Yeah, no, we've had him on the show before.
We didn't go big.
We've played a couple of cuts here.
I know,
and
I've heard it.
Yeah,
dude. You played Doo Doo Stick, which I feel is a better song than that. But we didn't spend a lot of time in the studio, and we have a limited
material.
Exactly, and we have a producer named Rick, and he didn't spend a lot of time on it.
That is so not true. They never would record that here. But I understand the guy
this
that did record that.
This is the perfect place to record that.
Yeah, you're right. I can actually show you gay porn while you did the tracking.
I'm already turned on.
And you're I would have fully grasped what you were trying to do.
The guitar's falling off your lap.
I'm sold.
The guy who did record that, didn't he look at you funny while you were singing?
Dude, the whole time he had his hand on his forehead, and he was shaking his head going, God damn it, the whole time. I had this brainchild. I thought it was funny.
It was. It was excellent.
Very funny.
One of the greatest bands in the history of Reno.
Rainbow Connection, we're killing you, but not with pistols or guns, but with AIDS. I'm going to fuck you, and then it's going to take 7 years. And
God.
Then, and I'm still going to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, a kindergartner thinks
yeah.
you're gay.
Even I thought that was gay.
That's enough,
exactly.
Honey. Honey,
what
don't
else? Don't you ever listen
what
to that song
again. What
else
does Kevin need?
Nothing.
You are a very pretty princess.
Well, he does need to be told that.
Do that one more time really slow. Like, slow it down.
Well, I can't do that.
You are my princess slippers.
Hey, Kevin doesn't like Pepsi. What is he
princess?
Like?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and you know, it's Kevin's fault that we even have her trying to say Coke.
Is
Coke.
It? How is it Kevin's fault?
Everyone
I was trying to get her to say cocaine party
world,
rock.
I have a
oh,
cocaine.
That's right. We wanted her to say cocaine
everyone
party rock.
Everyone in the God. Listening world knows I have a cocaine addiction. It's not a fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's not, I'm not hiding it.
Well, artists no, yeah. just
I have
sing
an
about what they
for
know.
Cocaine.
So.
You go. It goes well with you.
Exactly. Because I'm a fat 300-pound
It goes with your eyes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm a 300-pound guy. I'm 2 seconds away from pulling a Chris Farley. But I love cocaine, dude. It's real fun, dude. It's real fun to me.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, next don't. Subject. My mom's probably.
Let's do a... You know, I'm looking at Kevin Dunn's hand with my favorite tattoo ever done, that cheeseburger on his hand.
I got
it
real drunk.
Makes me laugh every fucking time, dude.
Seemed like a good thing at the time, dude.
I'm going to get a cheeseburger on my hand.
No, dude, we called it the hand burger. I was like, I'm going to get a hamburger. That'd be fucking awesome.
That's pretty clever.
And I woke up the next day and I was like, what the fuck? At least I don't have to look at my back because it is horrendous. My back is horrendous.
He called him on a hamburger phone.
I have an anvil the size of your head.
With the hamburger phone.
You have an anvil on the back on your back?
Real bad.
Like just straight up, no fanciness, just a black anvil?
Just the black anvil by the shittiest tattoo artist you've ever seen in your life. About the size of a 8x11 piece of paper on the middle of my back, retarded.
So what was the drunken night when you're like, okay, man, no, really, I want an anvil on my back.
I have a story for that. I saw the movie, The Story of Anvil, and I was so taken by that movie, and I was like, those guys are amazing. They're 60, and they're still rocking, make an anvil, and the tattoo artist, I'm holding up parentheses when I say tattoo artist, was at my house and he was like, I'll do that. And he drew a picture and it was like a 4x4. And I went, bigger. And then it was like an 8x8. And I was like, bigger. And it was like a 14x14. I'm like, dude, that's the shit. Because Anvil was the raddest metal band I'd ever seen. There was a movie about it. And then, thank God I don't have to look at my back. Because it's horrendous, dude.
So if I ever porked you, that's what I'd have to stare at.
Yes. Dude, just look at my
ass. I bet that's because you didn't get your tattoo at, ready, Rick? At Stingray Tattoo.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Wow, dude. You guys have it all planned out. Yeah. I got that in the basement of my house, and I probably caught AIDS from the fucking needle. Like, there is no sterility. I was laying on my back, drunker than the whole Navajo tribe. Fuck.
And he's just cleaning off the needle by licking it.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't matter. Was that racist? I didn't mean to say anything racist. Navajo tribe.
I don't know if Navajos drink or not.
I think that's legit.
They drink a lot.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Kevin's going to explain it to you.
No, I won't. Just tell me to shut up.
No, just let it happen. Just let it happen, Kevin.
Where are we at?
You're holding the guitar.
Dude, I mean,
we don't need to launch into a song.
Let's do a jet. Let's launch.
How long have you been in playing in bands in Reno?
In Reno, I moved here December 10th, 2000. So I've been in bands since then.
Since December 11th,
2000. 12 years.
December 10th, 2020.
20-aught.
20-aught. How do you say that? 2000?
Yeah.
Been drinking all day. In the bands, I moved here from Phoenix, got into local music, met Nick, Steve Foat, a couple of cool people in town, started doing music in town, playing retarded 3-chord punk rock, fun stuff.
Rad.
Met the whole scene. Reno was a cool scene in the early millennia. Let me tell you. There was Sucker Punch. There was Steve Dave.
Yeah.
There was Whiskey. There was Astronaut. There was Fat Couch. There were a lot of cool bands. Atomics. There were a lot of cool bands going on in like 2001, 02. Back in the day, a lot of cool bands.
There's a lot of still cool bands happening right
now. Yeah, there are. I'm just out of the scene. I'm drunk most of the time in my living room. I don't know them, you know? I got to get out more. I'm just getting into it. We got a new band, Secure Top Method.
Woo!
It's metal.
Are you in there, Dan?
Yeah.
Dan is the drummer.
Well,
Dan, what about you, Dan? How long have you been in bands in Reno?
4 minutes.
Yeah, no. I'd say off and on for about 12 years.
Do you have any weed?
And me and Kevin started a couple projects a long time ago, and I was in and out. Kevin and I have pretty good chemistry in music. We always have, but when I had moved away and I'd come back, he went and did his own thing. I did mine.
Yeah.
And with Kevin and me, I love the guy to death, but I am the first choice of the last resort. Every time a drummer takes a shit on him or drops out, then I'm the one that he calls and says, "Dan, I need you to finish this album for me."
I've only done two projects with Kevin, and that happened both times.
Yeah,
wow. I would just like to say,
me and Kevin have been playing together.
Dan
off
can
and
learn
on
a song in like 3 hours, dude.
Yeah,
And sometimes 2 minutes.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
Right.
When, I'll play
when
it
Rick
for you.
Recorded
3-chord punk rock. That's
well, when Rick recorded Wind Chimes with P-Hole, with John in here,
P-hole.
I
Johnny
did that
P-hole.
Song on the spot.
Yep.
Can you
like
smoke
there
in
was
here?
No rehearsal, no,
no,
no nothing.
In here.
That was me on the spot, minute by minute, second by second. And I made that I did that whole drum track all along the way. Just right off the top of my head.
Good
so,
stuff.
Good on you, man.
You know,
cool.
I think but, that's my favorite on the album, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, I love that song. But it's because
it's offended.
Bauhaus.
Are we going to
hear
it?
It's all Bauhaus sounding. No, we didn't pull. We played that one before on the show.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't pull that
we
one.
We played P-Hole before.
Johnny P-Hole, dude. My hetero life mate, dude. He's rad. He's
sure
a rad guy.
It. Yeah.
I'm not cool on heroin.
Yeah.
I mean, I draw the line at cocaine.
Is that,
right.
where,
Is that where?
Is that where Johnny is currently?
Yeah, he's currently.
He didn't have the weight
I
to
don't
lose.
Know. I don't know. What, exactly. He weighs 90 pounds, soaking wet with pockets full of change. But he's cool. He's cool. I love him.
Fucking rad guy.
Yeah. As far as the Kitchcock method is concerned, for me, you know,
new metal.
I mean,
well, there are no fucking Reno metal bands,
and
that
well,
pisses me off.
And the thing is that Damon Watson originally, you know, what was his drummer?
False.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even I admire him.
Everybody
he's
knows
a great
Damon
guy.
Watson.
He's a fucking amazing
totally.
Drummer.
Totally.
I mean, despite who he is and what he's been through, I love the guy to death. He's been an amazing
we all love
drummer,
Damon.
And. You know, when he asked me to do that, I listened to it, and I'm like, all right, I can do that. And it fell in.
Who else is in that?
Perfect. You know?
Secure Top Method. Current lineup is Dan Steinmetz.
Right.
My older brother, Jeff Dunn, not the retarded.
Not Jeff Dunn.
Jeff Dunn, not Jeff Dunn.
Not Jelly Beans.
Not
Jelly
that
Beans.
Retarded Jeff Dunn.
D-U-N-N.
The one with the job and a haircut. That wasn't meant to be funny. And then Pete Noble. Pete Noble
too.
Was in probably my favorite band name of all time, Magic Nose Goblin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
Pete
that's
Noble.
An oldie. Yeah.
Pete,
great name.
What was that guy's name? He was the front man for that? Can't remember his name. Anyways, Pete Noble's the bass player. And we're just doing like, I sat down with these four guys and said, let's think Ride the Lightning. Metallica, Ride the Lightning, 1984.
Right.
Let's do that, you know. Metal riffs with a little bit of harmonies, and that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
And when he called me up, I was already starting a punk project, and I had just recorded a 7-song EP. And he proposed that to me, and he's like, well, Damon just skipped town. He got married for the fifth time.
God bless him.
Yeah. He did his usual thing, and he was like, "How do you feel?" He was like, "I'd like you to come in and fill the spot." And I'm like,
"Nice."
Well, I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Think old school metal, Metallica, Ride the Lightning." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do that. All right, that sounds rad." And it's perfect. I love it to death.
That's all
awesome.
I want.
Yeah.
Play one.
Well,
when's your next show?
Let's hear one.
We don't have a show.
Yeah.
We have issues right now.
Rottweilers are biting hands, and we got
Pitbull.
Oh, right.
Pitbulls.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah.
Pitbull. Dangerous dogs are causing injuries. We're going to play a show before the end of the year.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Keep us informed.
Let's hear one with Damon still on the drums.
All right. What is it?
The Brick.
A Brick.
I know you got some explaining to do.
I love this song.
The Mizpah Hotel.
Would you mind explaining it to me?
Yeah, so
that's a question.
Would you fucking this Kevin? Is so this is so you because you told me the great fucking story about
it's a Brick.
How,
I knew you want me to go into it now.
Just a little.
I knew
yeah.
this woman, and she worked in the cafeteria at the Cal Neva. She served me dinner every night, and I'd walk through, and she'd say, "Hey, here's your, give me some corn." And I'm a fat guy, so I got a big plate full of food, and. I went home, walking home. It was a Tuesday night. It was Halloween, October 31st. It was a Tuesday night, which is payday at the Cal Neva, in case you don't know. So we're all drunk and high on coke, and we're having a good time. And I'm walking home, coming from Doc Holliday's after I made my rounds. And the Mizpah Hotel is on fire. It is burning.
Right.
Big
right.
time.
Oh, fuck.
Halloween night, burning. And I'm like, what the shit? And I turned right, and I went home and did my thing, and the next day, Valerie Brown was arrested, and she served me lunch. She is the the epitome of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
She was the sweetest lady you'd ever meet when she was sober, but a couple beers in her and she was retarded. And she burned that thing down and a lot of people died and I witnessed it firsthand, so I wrote a song about it. So that's what
Holy
I do.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember where, because I used to live 3 blocks away. And I can see the lights over the buildings when it was burning up. I was like, what the fuck is going on over there? And I was like, holy shit. He called me up and he was like, remember Valerie Brown, who I told you about? I'm like, yeah. He was like, that just happened. I was like, no shit.
So after all the dust settled, I jumped the fence and I stole a brick, dude, a fucking brick from the Mies Bar Hotel, which is a Reno icon. The Faux 77 was there. Everybody's been there. Yeah. You know, so I took a brick and I brought it home and I put it on my mantle. And it's still on my mantle today, and this song's called The Brick. I'm just the reporter.
Right. No, that's a good song. I like it.
Yeah,
it's one of my song about something that really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
And a Reno-ite, you know?
Yeah.
The guy was there.
A really
like,
sad Reno story.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bummer.
And I still have that brick. It's on my mantle, you know? The brick, man. It's plain and simple.
Is it too early?
For no, what? Let's
to take our
of
pants
that.
Off?
No, yeah, I'm it's never too early to take your pants off.
Or maybe
cue me.
Or
dude,
do we
give me
chill
a wink
talk
or
for
something.
A little bit more first.
What do
well,
you want to talk about?
I don't know. We could get that. I don't know. There's like 3 more songs to go.
Yeah, let's bust into it.
All right.
Do you want to do that, Rory?
All right. Put on my music.
It's probably gonna take a while.
This is my music that I'm playing.
Dude,
for you.
Zig Zig Sputnik. We're not playing it.
Welcome, my friends, to the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of random and uncomfortable questions.
Me?
And subject you,
both of you.
Yeah. And subjectively score you.
Why is it me? Why can't people phone in for this shit?
Well, it's Dan.
Because
and
we
you.
Don't.
And we'll see who wins.
Because I'm sitting
the
here.
Best
it's
man
not
win.
Really live.
or
the,
I will
or
totally.
The worst man.
Oh, shit. You know
I
what?
Will totally beat that guy.
I am a complete loser. I'm supposed to have a
dude,
phone.
Dude, look at this bottle.
Yes,
look
right
how much
now,
we
and
drink.
I left my phone at home.
Oh, they're calling, getting your voicemail, thinking you're a dick.
Oh yeah. All right. So, I want to Oh damn it! I don't even know what to promote. She didn't send it to me.
Rubbers.
Well, DJ Hydalicious is playing some shows in the next 10 days that you should go check out. Find them on Facebook.
I want to give a shout
DJ
out to
Heidi
Jessica.
DJ Heidalicious.
Heidalicious.
I love
she's
Jessica.
She's really awesome. I will post information about it in the blog post that accompanies this podcast. So please go
so
check it out.
People and hearing this have already sex. Seen that.
Hopefully.
We're not supposed to talk over the person talking.
No, you're not. Not me, at least.
Damn it.
All right. Now
I wanted to give a shout out to Jessica because she's...
She's been on here too much. I'm not.
I love her.
Shout out. No.
All right, go.
Hi, Cherry Bear Records. We
there you go.
We
that's what I wanted
you.
To hear. All right, what's the question?
Do an impression.
Really?
No. Do you want to save that?
I'll do.
Save your impression.
Ah, jelly bean. I'll do a Jeff Dunn impersonation any day. Next question.
Dan, do you do
an impression?
I was going to do the same thing.
Well, go for it.
Dude, everyone has a Jeff Dunn.
Okay, no. You want me to do an impression? I'll do one. Oh, man. You know, I'm such a frustrated artist. Hey, Jeff. Dude, have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? No, why, dude? Because you look like Homer Simpson. Have you checked out his skin color? Man, fuck you, dude. You know, this is fucking Jelly Beans. I'm the most talented guy in Reno. And, you know, dude, I'm going to make it to the top. I'll fucking show you, okay? You don't fucking, jelly beans.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Jelly beans.
Wow. Wow. Dan wins.
That's
that
brutal.
Round.
What? Dude, Jeff Dunn. Oh, let's. Are we. Is there a subject we're going to say who are you pissed off at?
We're going to move
next
on.
Next question.
Coming up. Yeah.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert isle, who do you cannibalize first?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yes.
Any good reason behind that? Just
because she fucking gave birth to me.
God. Returning the favor?
Yeah, exactly. Irritated till I die.
Dan, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
My lover.
The lover?
Yeah. Because they're easily replaceable.
Nice.
On a
son.
Desert island?
I taught you well, son.
Hey, dude, I got two good of these. Get you out of fucking trouble.
It's radio, yeah. Dude. He just simultaneously
they knew what he was doing.
With two hands.
They knew it as soon as they heard him say it. They knew what he was doing.
Dude, it's the first time on radio.
All right. Oh, I can't wait to ask this question. Kevin, name the celebrity of the same gender you most want to make out with.
Charlie Sheen. I will not even hesitate.
He did not hesitate.
No,
that was awesome.
Charlie Sheen, dude. He's tiger's blood, dude. That motherfucker rules.
I got to say Edward Norton.
Edward Norton?
Because you look, just like him, dude. You want to make out with yourself, dude.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're egotistical, dude.
I am not, dude. You know I'm not.
I think it just moved.
Dude, he looks exactly like American History X.
Please relate the details of the loss of your virginity. Where, when, how old kind of thing.
15 years old, church lock-in, New Year's Eve, Valley Christian High School,
ding,
San Bernardino
ding.
High School. I was dating this girl named Andrea Audette, and she had the biggest tits in school, and she wouldn't let me touch them. And this Mexican girl, and that's why I'm still with the Mexican girl to this day, because they rule. She was like, Melissa Gonzalez, she was like, I will give you some right now, church lock-in. And the whole thing lasted 3 minutes. It was real fun. And Mexican girls forever. Big ups.
Right on.
I'm with you.
Big ups.
What was the question on that?
Relating the details of the loss of your virginity. As if it were a police report.
14 years old.
Perfect age.
8th grade.
Right. A man's asshole.
Yeah, what was his name?
Kevin Dunn.
Ooh, girl.
Your head's so
her name,
smooth.
Same thing. Her name was Erin Griffin. And, like,
God.
Triple D's. Like, huge.
I just
huge.
Say the
huge
name,
little,
Nick.
Yeah.
I just, like, fuck the name, dude.
Go ahead.
It's a podcast.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Erin Griffin. Big ass titties. Cute little girl.
Nice.
That's it.
Got that shit, dude.
How often do you masturbate, Dan?
3 times a day.
Kevin?
No, 3 times a week. Kevin, you're up.
Three times a day. every day.
You know, Kevin, it's not special if you never give it a rest.
Dude,
rate your skills as a lover.
Yeah, but it's a waste because there's so much good porn out there, though.
Yeah, you know,
are we doing a 1 to 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
I'm a 2, son.
Your own skills as a lover.
Kevin doesn't even try.
8.
An 8. Nice.
I will kiss confident. Your shoulder one time.
Now, rate the skills of your most recent or current lover.
14.
Whoa.
Nice.
Wendy Dibert, dude. She wins.
I'd say 10.
A 10?
Yeah,
right.
She's 10. She's up there.
Yeah, I'd agree. She's a 10.
She handles business.
I'd agree. She's a 10.
Yeah.
Business being a pseudonym now.
So when, when Kevin bangs her, she's a 10 too? I don't get it.
Hey, dude. Dan didn't get it either, dude. Slim down, son.
What's the color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear?
Blue boxer brief.
I don't know. I got to look.
Excellent.
What a fag.
That wins. No, that's a great answer to that question. You don't even know.
You're Costco. Hathaway.
Are we talking tidy whities?
I'm real.
Boxers, okay.
Rory.
Kevin.
I'm fucking real drunk right now.
Awesome.
I'm real drunk.
Right, Kevin's always sober when he's over here. This is a new experience for me.
Is he really? All right. And all.
What are you doing later?
Making out with Rick.
Yeah. Party, dude.
Yeah. In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with? Who'd you start a fist fight with?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, you going with the Abe?
Yeah.
And why four?
Oh, dude, you don't want me to answer this on the
air. You're right, we don't. Forget I said that.
Go ahead, Dan. Who in all of history would you fight?
That's a really tough question, because I do train in MMA regularly.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do, yeah. So
MMA means males masturbating.
Seriously.
Always?
Yeah.
Right now, Kevin.
Word up. I wanted to make that list, dude.
I want to talk to you about that after. Remind me.
Dude, don't talk to him. He's wearing a Vandal shirt.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Do you pee in the shower?
Has anyone on your fucking show ever been in a fist fight? Yeah. You want to see Kevin get beat up?
Yeah, that's already been done before. Nothing new.
Kevin's about to get beat up.
What did I just say?
I don't know, dude. You have papers.
Do you pee in the shower?
Huh?
Do you pee in the shower?
I don't really take showers.
All right.
That's a trick question. That's
absolutely, yes. I do.
Kevin wins that question.
I don't take showers.
What would you want for your last meal ever?
Waffles. Oh.
Really?
Waffles. With strawberries and whipped cream and a shitload of syrup poured on them.
Dan?
Barbecue ribs or pulled pork sandwich.
He's on a diet, dude. He's he's like chicken,
anything.
Yeah, no, that's it, dude. Like, yeah.
Would you want coleslaw and beans with it, or
yes, all on one sandwich? All
right,
the whole thing. Yeah.
What a
pulled pork. You're going down on a girl, and you find a piece of warm, crispy bacon.
Like, we don't know the answer to this.
Do you eat it?
I've never went down on a girl. Because they're not worth going down.
There's never bacon down there.
I have never, nor will never, go down on a
if
girl.
If there was bacon there, would you?
Fucking, I'll go to Jack in the Box instead.
All right.
Kevin, do you mean I've eaten more pussy than you have?
Dude,
probably,
Have you eaten one pussy?
Several.
Then you have eaten more pussy than me.
Damn.
I have a big dick, dude. I don't have to eat pussy. It's filthy.
Oh, bacon question, Dan.
I feel disgusting right now.
If I could analyze it as bacon, fuck yeah. Eat it and go for it, dude. Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding. Hello, sir. Good.
I love these fucking guys. Hello.
What member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Oh, absolutely. What was Michael Anthony Hall's character?
Brian?
Brian.
The Mr.
Taped his butt cheeks together?
You fucking...
No,
that guy.
No, or do you think in Judd Nelson? The
No, nerd.
You identify
nerd.
With
the really nerd.
Yeah, I got to go with the same for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So deep inside, that's what both you metal fuckers are.
I'm so fucking metal.
When you grow up in a small town and you're the only fucking punk rocker,
you grew up
punk
in a small town. I grew up in a big town.
Okay. Would you grow up in a small town and you're the only punk rocker skate punk?
Yeah.
I'm about to get rowdy in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm about to get rowdy.
Okay.
Does anyone have some cocaine?
No.
No.
No, we don't.
You don't, Rory. No cocaine.
No cocaine,
dude. I'm really upset right now. I'm fucking irritated. I want to do cocaine.
Well, should we finish the quiz?
Sure.
Okay.
Dude. Is there cocaine at the end of the quiz?
Nick,
no.
It's your turn.
God damn it.
Cocaine at the end.
There's a prize.
It's a cocaine.
It's not cocaine.
It's the prize cocaine.
All right. Now, Roy's going to total up the
you
scores.
You motherfuckers.
And I'm going to ask some rapid fire questions.
You motherfuckers.
So
I will
up.
Rapid cocaine.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
There is no. Right. That is not even a question.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Clash.
Nice.
All right. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Pizza.
What the right. fuck?
Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers. What
burgers.
The fuck? Look at right. you're asking.
I know. Sorry, hamburger.
Okay, yeah. Gay or ginger?
Beer.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
You have to have red hair or be gay. Yeah, gay. Dan?
Gay.
Thank you both.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Fucking A.
Let's see. Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Let's see. Football or roller derby?
Football.
Did it
roller
Dan
derby.
Answer?
Nice.
Yeah.
Did Dan answer?
Dan left off on AIDS or cancer.
Oh, yeah. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. He probably was just like, oh, thank God they didn't ask me to do that.
Puke or shit?
That's mine.
Puke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niners or Raiders?
Niners.
Niners. Yeah.
Okay.
Beat Let's up or go. Arrested? Get
oh,
beat up or
one.
Get arrested?
That's a good one.
Depends on the scenario. Scenario, but I'll go with arrested.
I'll go with beat up.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
I like what? How you both really seriously considered that
yeah,
one.
I did. I had to think about that for a minute.
Joan Jett, dude. Joan Jett.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Joan Jett.
All the way.
All right. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Neither. Neither one.
That's terrible.
They both suck.
Nickelback
dude.
Or cutting your penis off with a rusty saw?
I'll take herpes. Yeah. Herpes, dude.
Yeah.
Is that Nickelback
or herpes?
Herpes.
Can we please have that on the quiz?
Yeah. I'd rather have that bumps on my penis yeah. than listen to... Romeo Rock Lombardy. Hey, wait. He's in the middle of this shit. I'm going to give some Jeff Dunn. Oh, Jeff Dunn. Chronology. You all right with that, Nick?
Go for it.
Jeff Dunn, a couple weeks ago, I hate that motherfucker. Simultaneously, I love that motherfucker. I love him. A couple weeks ago, said, Oh, dump your boyfriends. They might have been Walk of Shame. Oh, the new Walk of Shame might have been. Oh, I'm not going to draw it out.
Well, my question was, Jeff, did dump your boyfriends?
Absolutely.
Evolve into Walk of Shame
and then ask you to join him or
he
something.
Was,
I thought that
dude,
was the story.
I was pissed off.
What's the story?
That motherfucker said, oh, dude, I tired Preston and Kevin, and if hired me means stealing our equipment and pawning it and getting all the money for it, then absolutely I was hired. I love Jeff Dunn. I love Jeff Dunn. I love Preston Duhon. I love Suda Bagali. But I'll tell you what, Jeff Dunn, love. I'll let it go at that.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll let it go at that.
Wise choice.
The management would like to remind the audience that
I'm
the opinions
more
expressed
irritated.
In the show are not necessarily the opinions of the management at Dogwater Studios.
This is all made up in fantasy, actually.
Actually, it's not. And Jeff Dunn can come to my house and they sweet and sparks some bad.
No. Rick, if it gets hairy, just beep some shit out
fuck
this week.
Him.
Okay.
All right, then. out there in TV. Well, how'd they do? We had some great scores here. About 100 point spread here, though. Coming in as our big winner, we've got Dan Steinmetz with 378 points.
Thank you very much.
Kevin, you had a close call with 279.
What'd I do?
You almost won. Drink some vodka. Yes, no. Yes,
what
no,
did I win?
I'm going to be driving around tonight.
What did I win?
Your own vodka. You win the rest
Dude,
of it.
How am I going to win the bottle?
We got
bottle
some stickers
I
for you.
Fucking
no, we have lovely stickers. Parting gifts when you get done.
You guys suck.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty much. Let's hear another song.
Kevin, do you want to tell the story of Pubaca?
Yeah, dude, do it.
Oh,
I will totally do it.
Or should we go to the Jeff song since you were so off on
do
Jeff?
Do both yeah,
play
of them.
Go to the Jeff song.
Come in with the Jeff song and then go into the Pubaca. I'll do them both.
And then talk about that when you get back.
I'll do them both, dude.
Cool.
Okay, off the
can I smoke?
I'm going to listen to this song and then I'm going to sign off. I got to go do a
dude,
show with Jason
here.
And the Punk Necks and
give
Candy Shop.
Hug.
I'm going to give you guys. Thanks for coming in,
yeah,
Dan.
Thank you for having
thanks
me,
for
Nick.
Coming in, Kevin.
I love
you. You have a good show, brother.
I love you, Nick.
Love you too.
Anybody who's missing it, Bar M Bar is turning into quite the venue out there in Verde. They always have a lot of great punk rock shows out there, so please check them out.
Love you. It's going to be the best motherfucker you ever did. Let's smoke pot.
Go have a smoke, Kev.
I thought that you were the one. You wanna play some music, try to have some fun. You got too big and so did your songs. Just take your shit and move along, move along. Move
back.
Hey. That was some awesome shit, Kev.
Motherfucker.
Straight ass motherfucker.
So, that was an entire song on an album bitching about Jeff. Right?
It was real good, dude. I have my issues with him.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, but yeah, we all love him and all have our issues with
it's
him.
It's one of those love to hate things. It's like there's a part of me that loves him to death, but the majority of me wants to smash his fucking face in all the time when I see him. And you know what? I love the guy, dude. He's fucking extremely talented. But, I mean, It is what it is. I mean, I don't think I need to explain any further. Anybody who knows him, you know what I mean?
It's becoming awkward.
Yeah. That's a good
awkward.
I've been very blessed. I've only had good experiences with Jeff, so.
Ditto.
I don't know how that
happened. I've had good experiences and all of my clothes were on. Let's get rowdy. Let's do some Secure Top Method, the new baddest metal band.
You want to go right back
into
the song?
Fucking
go to Pubaca.
These drums were actually Dan playing.
This song's called Pubaca, dude. Pubaca.
Every time I hear that fucking bass at the end, you made me get all distorted. I was so against that, and I love it. And I'm so glad you made me do that.
That's total Cliff Burton style right
Motorhead,
there.
Motorhead, yeah, dude. Yeah, hell rad.
Yeah. No, that's tough, man. That sounds
so
good.
Like, all I
it's a nice
said,
taste of things to come here.
All I said was Metallica, 1983.
Just grind it.
And, dude.
Grind
Kevin,
it out.
Did you, I mean, Kevin, did you plan on getting this drunk when you came here? Were you already drunk before you got here?
Dude, I get this drunk every
just to
day.
Get out of bed.
Every day.
Do you whip out your dick and pee in the front yard of your own house?
No, just your house.
Oh, did I miss that?
Oh, yeah. I stepped outside to say hi to Kevin, and I was like, hey, Kevin. And I looked down, and he's just facing my neighbor standing out front of their house with his dick out peeing.
And they loved it.
And he said, is this
okay? Your neighbor loved it, dude.
Up till today, I had never seen Kevin's junk.
Want to go out later?
It was lovely. Well, I really just want to cuddle, so as soon as you pass out, I think we'll be good.
I will totally cuddle with you.
I'm walking home, sweet.
I will cuddle with you, dude. I'm not that apprehensive. That's a big word, dude. I just learned it.
It's a big word out of your mouth. Yeah.
I just learned it.
He's a smart guy, too.
Yeah, no, as obvious, like, with the lyrics of Bubaka, that's some deep philosophical things.
Right, yeah, right?
Bubaka, hear it.
Anybody who knows the story is just like,
it's
and they know it right out of the gate.
Really,
they're like, son
right
of a
now.
Bitch. And then you put you put the music behind it, the just kick-ass metal music behind it. You're like, you know, I am going to take this seriously, but this is fucking hilarious. At the same time, you're like, God, this rocks, and it's fucking hilarious at the same time. You can't beat that. You know?
I didn't know there was a story behind Bubaka.
Oh, yeah.
Bubaka, you knew.
I'm baiting.
There's a girl, and her name's...
the name.
I'm getting beat up.
Not by me tonight, for once.
Before I ever knew what the song was about, Kevin said, this is about a girl,
someone
and she's going to kick my ass.
Up, dude. Yeah, yeah. And it's a song, and she's cool, and...
Things happen.
And
they're in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You got her in the...
It's plumbing issues.
Plumbing.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
Great
to put
way.
It.
You know what I mean?
Great
issues.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It came out like a soft serve.
It's kind of like God. It's kind of like you dumped a Dairy Queen upside down.
Word.
So then that happened, and then a song happened.
The song's pretty awesome, though. I gotta say, I like it.
It's real good.
I gotta say, I like it.
Thanks.
It's real good.
Better than the story, actually. I like this song better than the story.
Think of Kevin. Obviously, it's a little bit more subtle, a little bit more accurate.
No, he's never been a part of the story.
Okay.
Or it would be real fun. If you knew. What was that? It's real good.
Hey, I haven't heard your lighter much this week, Rick. Keeping your hands to yourself?
Yeah, well, they're busy.
It out there. Can everyone chip in on some cocaine?
Not tonight, my friend.
No.
Not tonight.
Yeah,
I
can't do that. Dude.
I'll chip in on it, but you can do it all.
I'm bored, dude. I'm real bored.
Well,
fixes that.
I gotta get in it.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
All right.
I'm
well, Kevin's
a great time.
Bored.
Dude,
but so.
Wait. Would you have a better time with cocaine?
You know how long I've been clean for, so that's
dude,
the
you're
stupidest
a faggot.
Fucking.
You're a faggot.
Really?
Faggot.
Yeah. No.
Faggot.
So, coming up this weekend, Rick, do you have anything going on? Who are you recording?
I'm recording The Big Bad. We're finishing
doing
off the
some
album
more of
this
that.
Weekend. All right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But coming up soon is going to be the Big Remote CD release party.
Yeah, on October here. 12th, 10th, 6th.
Look at the calendar. September 29th.
September
7th,
34th.
September 29th.
I'm
that's a
real
day.
Bored.
Yeah, Kevin needs Coke.
All right.
And we really need to get
We're going to wrap up the show. I'm supposed to have a whole bunch of awesome things happening this weekend, but I left my phone at home, so I don't have any of that crap. Look in the goddamn news and review. Check it out online. Look at the Facebook. There's lots of bands, lots of venues in Reno. Go fucking see them and get off your ass.
Against me tonight. At the alley.
Well, that'll be in the past now. Like, we want people to be looking forward to this weekend. Do you know of anything? What do you got happening this weekend?
Nothing.
Masturbation.
There's a bunch of shows. Masturbation.
Come see Kevin masturbate.
He's
grown.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's the new song out of Fiddler on the Pocket. Fiddler in the like a fiddler in the pocket.
Nice.
So yeah, all right, do we have one more song? You want to play that out?
Ooh, the Hot Pockets.
All right, we'll play the Hot Pockets song on the way out.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. This has been another great episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. Good night, ladies.
When you need a good meal, meal that's real, what you gonna pick?
Hot Pocket!
When you need a good meal, meal that's real, what you gonna pick? Feel that's real, tell me what you gonna pick.
Hot Pocket.
When you need a good meal, feel that's real, tell me what you gonna pick.
Hot Pocket.
When you need a good meal, feel that's real, tell me what you gonna pick.
Girl, Hot Pocket.
Oh, girl.
Say hi to the microphone.
Ooh, girl.
I love you.
Ooh, girl.
Dogwater Studios.
Real drunk. Pissed off.
Bug Rock.
Ooh, girl.
You're my favorite.
Ooh, girl. Ooh, girl. Ooh, girl.